Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Marini Marz Shichli Nishmas. Mar says about Shmuel, who's Moshe Rabbeinu, and so Moshe Mordechai. Yosef Ezra ben Ezra, and Zechon Esther. We are in the middle of our Shiurim and Mishlei, Perek Aleph Pasuk He. Pasuk says, Yishma Chocham v'Yosef Lekach, v'Novon Tachpulos Yikne, Nigro, and v'Novon Tachpulos Yikne, that a wise person should acquire strategies. If someone's maven davar mitok davar, if he's a navon, he should acquire tachbulos, he should acquire strategies how to understand. It says acquire, because to understand something, it's good to have a good friend. In order to verbalize it. It says acquire for yourself a friend. So everyone says, if you want to understand something well, it's good to have a friend to talk it out with. But if it says yikne, you should acquire it, it also says acquire a friend. This is again based on the Shiurim of Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reb Moshe Zatzal. Zeh mevin davar mitoch davar, kemevuar bedivrei Agra Kran, mikitvei yad. תחבולות לשון חבל, מעשה במדרש, בבאר עמוק, למשל לבאר, וממי הצוננים ויפים, ולא הייתה בעיה יכולה לשתות ממנה, בח רחם וקשר חבל בחבל, ונימה ונימה ודלה ממנו, כך הוא זה שמבין, זה הגרם מדבר, דבר מתוך דבר, מקבץ על יד על יד על יד, ועושה חבורה, ומחבר דרושים. Tachbulos is mevin davar misoch davar, like the Gemara says, kisvei yad. The tachbulos is lashon chevel, a rope. It's a mice in the medrash with a very deep well, and he couldn't get the water, so what did he do? He connected rope to rope, string to string, and then he drew water from the well. So too someone's mevin davar mitoch davar, and he understands one thing for another, he understands more and more, little by little, and he makes a chabura, and he writes jerushim, to understand the psukim. Rabin davar mitoch davar. Kashar chevel bechevel. What is kashar chevel bechevel? Mevin davar mitoch davar. Chevel. Ze lashon shama. Chiblascha imecha. Ze pasuk b'shir ha'shirim. Perek chet. Shama. Chiblascha imecha, perek chet, pasuk hei, v'akavana, v'shama chibla yeladascha. It was there your mother conceived you, there she who bore you conceived you. Az ze davar mitoch davar, ze hachevel, ze ibur, ze leida, ze davar mitoch davar, ze hachevel, chiblascha, something inside of something else, that's ibur. Followed by Leida, that's mevin davar mitoch davar. It's mevuar kan shnei dvarim. Number one, we see kinyan tachbulot hanadrash lebinam mitparesh kekinyat chaver. When you have to be kinyan tachbulos to acquire strategies to get bina, that means you have to have a friend. Number two, hakinyan hu echreach mahutein legabei binayin legabei chaver, venavon tachbulot yikne, ukne lecha chaver. Zat omeret, this kinyan is necessary both for Bina and for the friend. You need both. Medavon tachbulot yikne. Ukne lecha chaver. You have to acquire the friend, and that's necessary for acquiring the Bina. You need both. It's a chreach to have the friend, and it's a chreach to have the Bina. The first thing we learned is that the kinyan atachbulos that's required for Bina is kinyas chaver. The second thing is that they're both intrinsically necessary. So this requires a lot of explanation. Shorash inyan kinyanu shekol pe'ula shel ha'adam shayechet la'atzmo. The root of the inyan of kinyan is that every pe'ula of a person is shayech to himself. Biur ha'dvarim. The explanation is she'adam omed b'dugma shel ma'ala b'nikuda shel ha'kinyan. Lo matzanu et inyan ha'be'alut ve'ha'kinyan etzel malachim o she'ar buru'im. A person is b'dugma shel ma'ala when he makes a kinyan. We don't find a bailus, we don't find kinyan when it comes to angels or other creations, only by God and by man. So the foundation is that man was created in the image of God, and we see in the Nefesh HaChayim that Tzelem Elokim is the koach shekol peula shel adam matbia et chotamo babriya. Tzelem Elokim is the power that every action of man places its seal on creation. Man has a tremendous power over creation. Adam mechil et atzmo, man applies himself to creation through his actions, and through that, the name of man is imprinted on everything he does. That's the kinyan, that man has power over the Bria. Man can impact the Bria. And when he impacts the Bria, that makes it his, as we're going to see. כתוב בגמרא בראש שנה, בראשון מאי אומרים, השם הארץ ומלואה, השם שקנה והקנה ושליט בעולמו. On Sunday, what would they say? Beis HaMikdash, השם הארץ ומלואה, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu acquired the world, and then was makne the world, kana vihikna, vishalit ba'olamo, and he was ruler over the world. So the pu'ul of bria, yatsra ta'kinyan, when God created the world, so that made him kinyan on the world, that's what makes it his, because it's a chalais shem of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on the bruin. Malachim and other creations only have themselves, and therefore whatever they do, is always within themselves, and doesn't apply their name the things outside of them. Kinyan Shach Tafkid, a person who Zikr Tafkid, is to be more than himself, to go outside of himself, to act, to add through his actions. That's a Sher Bara Elokim La'asot. The Tafkid of a man in creation is to do, to be Meichel, Hashem Chalos, to be Meichel, to cause it to apply, to impact with his Tzuras Odom, with his humanity, with his godly form, and all of the Bria. So God was Kona and Makne. He was Kona the world for himself, and maybe the Makne is then, he was also Makne to us. But we have that power when we act, we can create it, it's Al Shmeinu. When we impact something, when we affect something, it becomes like ours. We see this in Chiddushim. Rabbeinu Chaim actually quoted this in a very recent shir, in the pasuk of Am Naval V'lo Chacham V'lo Avicha Kanecho Ischa V'Echon Enecha. So we were talking about what's the Chachma? How does the Chachma relate to Avicha Kanecha? So the Chachma must be able to understand what Rabbeinu Chaim says in Malva V'lo V'chaf Aleph Aleph. But if you were Zoreya, stay Hefker, and you were Mashbiach, Mashbiach, the Shevach is yours. It's also Chayv and Maestris. Because it says in Yerushalmi that a Zoreya b'stei Hefker Chayv b'Maestris. Because when you're Mashbiach the Sadeh, it's acquired to you. So not only does Yerushalmi say it's Chayv and Maestris, Reb Chaim says the Shevach is yours. What type of Kenyan is this? The answer is this is coming from the Shoyrash Inyan of Kenyan. And that is that when you're meichel your name on something, when you're mashbiach something, when you improve something, when you impact something, when you affect something, so it becomes like yours, becomes part of you. So nimsa shekinyan perusho hachalat shmo shel adam al adavah. Kinyan means that you're meichel your name, you cause your name to apply, to be called on this matter. Al yidei pe'ula. Kol kinyan ba b'tzura shel tashlum. Tumurat kinyan. B'tashlum unach hakoach la'asig dvarim she'inam nimtzaim b'davar atzmo. Every kinyan comes b'tzuras tashlum. You have to pay for the kinyan. And with this payment is the koach to be masig dvarim, to acquire things that aren't in the matter itself. The tashlum is with money. The Zohar says that kesed loshen kisufim michsof nichsafta. Zav is Milshon Zehav, like we see in the Maharal and the Siva Oisha. V'yesha Pirshim Milshon Zebo. היינו בכסף נמצאת השאיפה להגיע לדברים, לעומת פרע שהם הדברים עליהם שואפים, והשגתם נשלם מלאך הקניעה. So כסף is כיסופים. Desire, that's definitely what people desire. And זב, in לשון זהב. This, I want you to give me. And some say it's in לשון זבו. In other words, בכסף is the שאיפה להגיע לדברים. With כסף, you have a כיסופין, not only for the כסף, but for what the כסף can acquire. That's the כיסופין, the primary כיסופין of כסף, is what this כסף can acquire, because otherwise, what's just money in the bank? A little bit of a contrived imaginary security, but it's not the real thing. You want something that's going to make your life better. And that's the pera. What the Gemara calls pera, peros. Those are the things that which people strive for. So therefore, kesef is kisuf, and we have a kisuf, and this, we have desire for something else, and therefore we want this kesef. Kesef is expression of our kisuf for something, and then zip. So we want this kesef in order to get to other things. And then the zav is zehav, I want you to give me this. That's what we're trying to acquire. That is the item that we are buying. And therefore, kesef is kaina, and per and zav are nicknim. Famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, daf mem dalet amud alef. B'yaldusei saval dava d'chashiv habe tiva, kas v'lo chashiv habe peiro. Rebbe in his youth thought that zav, which is chashiv, is the coin, gold, and kesef, which is less chashiv, silver, is the pri, is what you're acquiring, the fruit. And then b'ziknusei, he said, no, kaspa the chariv, kesef, which is the currency, that's the matbeya. But dava, zav, which isn't used as currency, so that's the pri. And therefore, the matbeya is going to be the kesef, and what's being acquired is going to be the zav. And the halacha, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's kizikinuso, that kesef is the coinage. B'chol marechat ha-kinyanim, ha-tashlumu b'kesef. Always in kinyanim, the payment is with kesef. V'pashut she'agam afka asher konim b'pri, הרי שלגבי הדבר שבו חפצים, הפירות הופכים לכסף. כל השווי שלהם רק באפשרות התמונה בהם להשיג על ידם דבר כלשהו. אין כל ערך עצמי בפירות עצמם. Even when you're cone with Paris, let's say you acquire something and you use Paris to buy it with, and then the Paris turn into כסף. Their whole value is only in their possibility to get something else. There's no value in the Paris. You wanted to buy something else. And that's why Chalifin Shaveh B'Shaveh, Rabbeinu Tam says in Bava Metzia, 46b is Kinyan Kesef. It's normally Chalifin is you would exchange something worth a lot less for something worth a lot more. But here, if it's Shaveh B'Shaveh, it's the same value, it's Kinyan Kesef, because each thing is just used to acquire something else. There's no value in the thing itself. It's just as a means to acquire something else. Therefore, it has a din of kesef. So if the zav is used to acquire, then it has a din of kesef. But al kopanim, we see that every kinyan comes with payment. And the payment is kesef. Nichsof nichsafta. B'kesef nimtzet ha-shi'fa la'giya la'dvarim. Peiros is what you're trying to get. כתוב במדרש, דעת קנית, מה חסרת? דעת חסרת, מה קנית? בבואר שיש מהלך של קניין, ומעלה גם תשלום בהשכלה. We see from this that there is a mahalach of kinyan, and of course, if there's kinyan, then there's payment. Even in haskalah, even in das, das kanisa, if you acquire das, then machasamta, and what do you lack? And if you lack das, then what did you acquire? So, what's this das kanisa? How do you acquire das? What's the tashlam for das? Hatashlam bada data sofit, wadat hakodemet shaita b'taut. It's marad gezach. The payment is the previous das that was mistaken. Pirush hadavar, kasher adam rotze lasig dat amitit, hu chayav leshalem tmurata. וכיוון שלעולם התשלום תמורת דבר מסוים, ודבר הנמצא באותה מערכת, הרי שהתשלום תמורת הדעת האמיתית, הוא בדבר מעין הדעת הזו, והיא הדעת המוטעת, שאדם חי בה מקודם, כעת הוא משליך אותה. When you want to be massive true das, so you have to pay for it. And since payment is always in exchange for something else, in the same system, so the payment for true das is something similar to this das, and that's the mistaken das that you had before you cast it away. If you remain with your mistaken das, then you didn't pay for it, and you can never be kind of something else. It's the Gemara and Megillah we discussed here before in this shiurim. Binoisi mechalal d'ta, binoisi basfar. Now I'm maven because I made a mistake. Originally I understood otherwise, and now I'm binoisi, now I understand properly. So the payment you make for das is casting away the previous das, casting away what you knew earlier. And then you are able to replace it with a new das. The more kisufin you have, kol shadam nichsaf yoter, so the payment is even greater, mimelo v'kinyin is greater, and that's in all marechas of kinyin. The tashlam is bekesef, bekisufin, sheish ladas amitis. The more kisufin you have, the more das you're going to have. Kan munach haratzon mahasig et hadavar hanikneh, v'amru kneh lecha chaver, mevo'ar shechaverut ba b'der shel kinyan. Chaverus comes via a kinyan. And memela, it's muchrach that you have to pay. And what's the payment? Shenotein et atzmo lechavero. You give yourself to your friend, your friend gives himself to you. That's the kinyan on the two sides of chaverus. You give yourself to your friend gives himself to you. Mishlei 24:6. כי בתחבולות תעשה לך מלחמה ותשועה ברוב יועץ. With strategies, with tricks, you should do wage war, and salvation is with a lot of counsel. Grah, there we see from the Grah, that המלחמה והתחבולה היא בבינה, כמה שכתוב, ונבון תחבולות יקנה, והתשועה היא בעצה, שהיא דעת. The מלחמה and the תחבולות with בינה. He says, "V'navon tachbulos yikne." So therefore, "V'navon tachbulos kibatachbulos tasa melchama." The melchama is going to be with bina, because "navon tachbulos yikne." The tshuva, the salvation, is with eitza. What's eitza? Das. Hatshuva idafka ide eitza. Eitza itfisa miyuchedet bedat ketzad lehotzia lefoa ketzad levatzel maaseh tadavon. What's eitza? Eitza is how to actualize something. How to bring it into the world of practice. Dat kshalatzma itifa mitzvisa mitziyutit mduyekat shal adavar. Das is having a very concrete understanding of this matter, connected to what it's shayach to, and separating it from what it's not shayach to. Tshua, hatfisa anuchan shal adavarim b'sofam, hi b'tfisat dat hameafshanat latet etza. Salvation comes when you understand things, and then you give Eitza. That's a Bar Das who's called the Yoetz. Lo v'savi tamiv lo v'darti ki Eitza. It says in Shabbos Peitos in the days. The Achra L'mais is by the old people, not by the Eitz. By the Eitz, there's no Eitza by Dardiki. By the children, they don't have that koach because they don't have enough life experience. So ha'melchama la'giyah l'dat hi b'bina. The melchama to reach das is with bina. Bepeulat haskala shel tachbulot. In other words, you want to get das in order to wage war. You need bina. Bina comes with tachbulos, because navon tachbulos yikne. Havanat davar mitoch davar, that's the tachbula. As we saw before about chevel, shama chiblascha imecha, the davar mitoch davar, the ibur, the leida, the pregnancy, the birth. Ayedet seruf shal hakdamot shonot, efshar lehamshich et hakav hala ad kniyat da'at. If you're makdim various hakdamos, that's the bina, you may be davar mitoch davar, and you have various hakdamos, then you can go weiter to the madrega of das. And with that das, you're going to have tshuva. You're going to have the salvation, like the Gemara says, the tshuva is be'etza, which is das, which is really understanding the tzura of this thing, to, so that you can bring it into practice. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei 25, Mayim amukim etza b'lev ish ve'ish tvuna yidlena. Deep water is a counsel in the heart of man, and a man of wisdom will draw it out. The only way, or the way, to get to the meidas, to the waters of understanding, you have to do with tachbulos. V'kashar chevel b'chevel davar mitoch davar. Da'at zeh lashon chibur. Ha'da'at na'aseh shel ha'adam harei sheyesh kan kinyan. Ki ani yachol lavo ha'idei tashlumin, v'atashlum hu adam atzmo. Adam mishalem et atzmo. כדי להגיע לדעת האמיתית, וכיוון שהדעת היא עיקר צורת האדם, אין אדם חייב לשלם בצורת אדם שלא תמורתה. ונבון תחבולות יקנס, that's what it means, you have this deep water of eitz in the heart of a person, a man of tvuna will draw it out, because you're maven dover mitoch dover, and then that's the bina, and then that brings you to das, that you can bring out the eitzah. And what do you have to do in order to get it? What's the payment? Yourself. You pay yourself, you give up your previous understanding, you're mamik, you invest energy, and then you get it. You understand by maven davar mitoch davar, resulting ultimately in eitzah and das, which go together as we spoke about. Benavon tachbulot yikne, al yedei hatachbulot, al yedei abina shiaderech el adat, yikne anavon et adat, through tachbulos, through bina, which is the way to get to das, the navon is going to acquire das. Ach kan tzarich laavin, שהקניין נעשה בדרך אל הדעת. דהיינו, התשלום תמורת הקניין של הדעת הוא בבינה גופה. זה קנה לך חבר. קניית חבר הוא מקום התשלום של האדם עצמו תמורת הקניין. Through the tachbulos, through the bina, which is the way to das, the person is going to acquire the das, ונבון תחבולות יקנה. That with this bina, he's going to get to das. We have to understand the kinyan is done b'derech el hadat. In other words, the payment for the kinyan of das is with bina, is with mevin davar mitoch davar. And that's the knei l'chachaver, the acquiring of a friend, is the payment of man for this kinyan. Again, and you give yourself, the way to acquire the friend is you give yourself over to the friend gives yourself over to you. And then, through speaking about it with the friend, you get bina, and that bina leads you to das. Through the bina, you have tachbulos. You go to the pnimius of the inyan. Mevin davar mitoch davar, ibu, shamach yiblas chayimecha. Zeh ma shekatav haRambam bepirush haMishnayot, b'tamai perek bet Mishnah Gimel, chaver nikra talmid chacham. Lachen yikru l'talmidei chachamim chaverim. Ulai nigru bezeh Hashem ki chevratam zeh lazeh chevra ne'emana, ki chevra l'shem shamayim. So, what's a talmid chacham? Is a chaver. Maybe this is because the group of Talmidei Chachamim is a chevra ne'emana. It's a chevra l'shem shamayim. Talmidei Chachamim are called chaverim, and they are friends because they are faithful to each other, and it's l'shem shamayim. Talmid Chacham le'olam nemtza im chaver. כל צורת האדם שלו היא של חבר. שורש הדבר הוא בכך, שתמיד חם הוא תמיד במהלך של קניין להשגת הדעת. So Talmud Chacham is always has the status of a chaver. Why? Because a chaver is the bina. That allows him to get the bina. And since he's always in a mahalach of trying to get the das, Mele always has to be going through bina. Because you get to bina, das through your bina. You get to have a havana tfisa metziutit, which is the das, understand it clearly, through the Maven Dover Mitoch Dover. And the Talmud Chacham is always in such a mahalach. He's always in the mahalach of Kinyan Lasagas Hadas. He's always moisir himself in order to acquire this. So therefore, he gives himself over to his friend and his friend to him. And they're faithful friends because ultimately that's what helps them reach the level of Das. Shitsurat Adam Shemenu Mitocha Mesigim Dat Amitit. לשון הגרא כאן, כי להבנת דבר, טוב חבר טוב, בכדי להוציא מפיו כל דבר. To understand something, it's good to have a good friend, in order to verbalize it. What the gra means is, that you have to verbalize it in such a way that it's a mashpi on the one listening. The dibur has to come out in a way of hasbara, of understanding, that it explains something to the shomei. Dibur, זה מלשון הנהגה. ידבר עמים תחתינו. דבר אחד לדור, ואין שני בדברים לדור. זה דבר מנח בפסוק, דבר מלך שלטון. זאת אומרת, דיבור זה הנהגה. הנהגה, leading, guiding. ידבר עמים תחתינו. God will put these nations under us. We will guide them, we will be manning them. Gemara, there is one leader for the generation, and not two leaders for the generation. And the secret of this matter is in the shteik and pasuk, in Koheles, that it says, Ches Dalet, Dvar Melech Shulton. That the rulership of the king is with the Dvar, with the Dibur. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Tikunei Zohar, Yud Zayin Aleph, very famous. Malchus Peh. Torah Shabbat B'Kurin Elei. Malchus relates to the Peh, which is Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat relates to Malchus. Tochen Ha'inyanu, Shekasher Rotzim Lekabetz Tzibur Shal Anashim Sviv Noseim Mesuyam. When you want to get everybody around something, so it has to be done by Dibur. The Koyach Hanhaga of people, as a united, as a consolidated community is through dibur. That's why it's so important to be a good speaker. Good politicians are good speakers because they're really able to rouse people up and get people excited. Dibur amiti yesh lo otzma shel hanaga v'yichod leket svivot kulan. If you're a real be'emes, then you're going to get everybody. If you're a good speaker and you're be'emes, then you're really going to get people. In the Torah afloga netlaktu kulam sviv inyan ha-migdal ha-matzav she'efsher et ha-etlaktut hazo ha-matzav she'alvi kol ha-aretz ha-safa achat v'dvarim achadim. ההפקעה ממצב זה באה על ידי שהקדוש ברוך הוא בלל את שפתם. הנהגה באה תמיד על ידי דיבור נתפצלה לשבים לשם. ונפסק המצב שבו על ידי דיבור אחד יוכלים לאסוף את כל בני אדם סביב רעיון. So what happened was, they were all one lashon. They had this hislactus. And then הקדוש ברוך הוא מפקיע them from this matzav by mixing up their languages. The anhaga that comes through dibur was broke off into 70 languages. And there was no longer a matzah through which, through one dibur, you can gather everybody around. Everybody, because they speak so many different languages. So the depth of the mixing up the languages was asher lo yeshmu ish svat re'ehu. Svata omer, v'svata mekaber, einan shavot. The one speaking, the one receiving, aren't saying the same thing. And the mele, the shame, is not tefes, the kavana of the mashmiya. ואתה בחרתנו מכל העמים, אהבת אותנו ורצית בנו ורוממתנו מכל הלשונות וקידשתנו במצוותיך. הבחירה בעם ישראל היא ביחס של עמים, והרוממות של ישראל לעומת גם ביחס של לשון. זאת אומרת, when God shows us, so if the speaker and the receiver aren't speaking the same language as Memela, the listener is not perceiving, comprehending what's being said to them, and that's what happened. Now Shem was boilel svasam, mixed up their languages, and now one person can't speak, and everybody's going to listen and follow him because they're all speaking different languages. When we say in our davening that you chose us from all the nations, the bechira is in relation to the nations, and the roimamus is in relation to their lishenos, not biur advarim. Tochen inyan haroimamut balashon. הוא שכל הלשונות נשארו במהלכים של גבול. הדברים יכולים להיאמר בהם עד גבול מסוים, בעוד שלכלל ישראל נשארו בתארת השפה של ויהי כל הארץ שפה אחת. יכולת הלשון לומר הכל ללא שום הגבלה. The roimus of our lashon is that all the lashonos are all limited. They can only be said until a certain point. Kal Yisrael נשארו בתארת השפה. In other words, we still remain with the pure language, like Rashi says there, ויקול את ספר החצלה של הקודש. וזה יכולת הלשון לומר הכל ללא שום הגבלה. When one is expressing oneself in Lashon HaKodesh, that is a limitless, that brings to limitless possibilities, a special power. In Lashon HaKodesh, there's no Hagbalah. So that's our Romamos, as opposed to them. We're speaking other languages in the Sa'olam. Their language is limited. But the godly language of Lashon HaKodesh is unlimited. Hadibur hofech liot dibur shel hanaga kasher umdubar la'acher umanhiko. Dibur is hanaga when it's spoken to somebody else and leads him, and therefore to understand something truly, you have to express it in such a way that it's going to be manhig the other person. Memela, it has an orchoizer, it comes back to you, the light comes back to you. And that's perush hamila davar. Kol shefshar latzvi alav alagdir oto zeo adavar. Matzav kazeh yitachin rak, kasher adavrim nitpisu kvar b'malchei adat, yetzu mechal matzav shel tohu. שבו אין תפיסה כלל. זאת אומרת, מה זה דבר? דבר is a thing. A thing. A thing is something you can define. Oh, that's the thing. This can only be after you have been toifaced this in your das, and it is no longer in the status of tohu, like the Ramban says in Bereshis, tohu, ha-tohu achar ha-efes ve'inenu davar, it's nothing. Medrash, ma'o tohu, davar ha-mateh b'nei adam, what is that? What's going on over here? So that's the davar. Davar is a mashu she nitfas, is understood in the Mahalach of Das. It's a thing, and therefore that's what speech is. Speech is when people can have a tfisa in it. People understand what's being said, and it leads them. It makes sense to them, and thus leads them. As when something is nitpas, when something is understood, so it's in the Mahalchim of Dibur. And that's why it says davar davur al ofanav, the thing that's clearly spoken out. Something that's clearly expressed, well-turned phrase. So that's the davar. Davar is a thing. When you can say this is the thing, that means you can define it, you see it, it's clear. And that's what dibur is supposed to be. When is dibur is related to davar, because dibur is something that's supposed to lead people and guide people. It's something that they have a tfisa in. That's what makes it davar, that's what makes one a manik. And therefore davar is also something that's a thing, that you can define this thing. You have a tfisa, you have an understanding of what this thing is, then you can call it, ah, davar, ze davar, ah, that's the thing. You see that, how it's different than other things. And that relates to the dibur, which is also this tfisa, understanding what's being said and being led by it. It's no longer a matzav of tohu. It's not just this abstract, incomprehensible thing, but rather it's something that we have a tfisa and understanding in. So now we, Baruch Hashem, have a little bit of a tfisa and v'novim tachbulos yikne, mevin davar mitoch davar, v'koina chaver, to verbalize it. We saw the importance of verbalizing it, being able to lead, k'nelech chaver. We spoke about kesef and zav, a lot of very, very chashuv inyanim. We will continue next time. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.